Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. All right, so let's dive in. Let's start by acknowledging that fear of failure is completely normal. It's something we all experience, whether it's in our personal lives, our careers, relationships, or yes, even in our health and wellness and weight loss journeys. But when it comes to weight loss and eating habits, this fear can be particularly paralyzing. You might have thoughts like, what if I try again and fail? Or what if I can't stick to it? These thoughts are valid because they're yours, they're your thoughts, but they don't have to dictate your actions, okay? So the first step in overcoming fear of failure in weight loss is understanding where it actually comes from. For many of us, fear of failure and weight loss stems from past experiences. Maybe you've tried diets before and they didn't work out the way you hoped. You might have lost some weight only to just gain it back later, and that left you feeling like you failed, or maybe that happened multiple times, compounding that fear of or that feeling of failure. Or perhaps you've been bombarded with messages from society and the media that make you feel like you have to look a certain way to be accepted or to be seen as quote unquote beautiful. These experiences can create a cycle of self-doubt, and over time, that self-doubt turns into fear. Right. Another source of fear might be the expectations that you've just set for yourself. We often put so much pressure on ourselves to do A plus work or to be perfect, whether it's sticking to a strict eating plan, exercising every single day, or losing a certain amount of weight in a specific time frame, or even just doing a perfect job at your career, right? And when we don't meet these expectations, we feel like we've failed, even if we've made progress from where we were. It's important to recognize that these expectations can be unrealistic and that they set us up for disappointment. And I want you to just take a moment now to reflect on your own experiences. What past events or even past messages have contributed to your fear of failure? Identifying these root causes is crucial because it helps you see that your fears are based on past experiences and not on your current reality. And our brain really likes to take past experiences and make us think that that will occur again in the future, right? But if we believe it will occur again in the future, then we might end up creating that. So that's why we really have to recognize that the past experiences do not mean that that is your current reality or your future reality. So just because something didn't work out in the past doesn't mean you're destined to fail again. Every new attempt that you make is like a fresh start, and you have the power to actually change the outcome, the result. Let's now talk about how to shift your mindset, because this is key. So one of the biggest mindset shifts you can make is to stop seeing failure as something to avoid and start seeing it as part of the process, as a normal part of the process. I know that might sound a little bit counterintuitive, but hear me out. So failure is not the opposite of success. It's really just a stepping stone that's on the way to your success. So every time you face a challenge or a setback and you maybe see it as failure, it's actually just an opportunity to learn and advance yourself from there. So you can actually start looking at it as a positive thing. So think about some of the most successful people you know or admire. I guarantee they didn't get to where they are without experiencing failure along the way, but they didn't necessarily always look at it as failure, right? They probably started looking at this, maybe in the start they looked at it as failure, but probably started realizing that they can't continue looking at it as failure because that's so disheartening. And that's not going to help them, right? So they probably started looking at it as, okay, these are some little challenges or bumps that I can learn from and that are actually going to improve me to make me more advanced for next time, right? So they use it as feedback to make adjustments and keep moving forward. Right. So using it as useful data, I tell that to my clients all the time, even just like the number on the scale, think of it like useful data. Okay. It's not the only form of data, but it can be utilized as just useful data. One of the most powerful tools that you have in overcoming fear of failure is another mindset kind of a thing, and that is self-compassion. So often we are our own worst critics, and I also suffer from this time to time. So we tend to beat ourselves up for every little mistake and tell ourselves we're not good enough. But self-compassion means treating yourself with that same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend, right? Or a child. When you slip up, whether it's overeating at a meal or maybe not following through on something that you really strongly intended to do, just acknowledge it, learn from it, and then let it go. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to keep going. So now I want to give you some practical tips for overcoming fear of failure in weight loss. So you can start using these right away to overcome your fear of failure. So these are some strategies that I've seen work for many people, my clients included, and I know that they can work for you as well. So I am definitely a proponent of setting really big goals, right? But one of the things that can be helpful is to divide that into smaller goals along the way. We really want to focus on like some small changes, okay? So with my clients every week, we don't set a goal of like, oh, let's try to lose 5 pounds in 1 week. You know, we make small, we almost like set small goals. We set small intentions, small changes that are very doable and very much achievable. So these are almost like setting some small realistic goals, like multiple of them. So when we try to really focus on losing a large amount of weight in a short amount of time, or we try to completely go from like eating takeout every night and eating, you know, multiple desserts a day to eating like only healthy foods, that's way too big of a change, way too big of a goal. And so you're just setting yourself up for failure. The smaller goals, the smaller changes are much more manageable, and they give you a sense of accomplishment that builds momentum. Number two is you're going to want to celebrate small wins. Right? So speaking of momentum, it's so important to celebrate your small wins along the way to help keep motivation up and help keep up those positive emotions. And our brain needs some sort of reward, some sort of like feel good thing to encourage us to do those, to keep doing those small changes until they become part of who you are, until they become a new habit. So did you choose a salad with chicken on top over fries at lunch, right? So celebrate that. That might seem like a small thing that can be overlooked, but it really is a victory and it's progress and really needs to be celebrated in order to keep that motivation going and encourage your brain to keep doing the things, especially when maybe you don't feel like doing them, right? So every positive choice you make is a step in the right direction, and you really want to take time to acknowledge and celebrate it. It doesn't take long to do that. All right, so step number three is to reframe your thoughts. So our thoughts have a very powerful impact on our actions because our thoughts determine how we feel, and how we feel is what directly impacts our actions or our inactions. So if you're constantly telling yourself, I'm going to fail, or what if I fail? Basically, if you're asking yourself, like, what if I fail? That means your fear is that you're going to fail. Then you're more likely to give up when things get tough, right? But what if you started to change that story, change that narrative? What if you started telling yourself, I'm learning and growing, right? So reframing your thoughts from that negative to positive, or at least even if you can't shift it to super positive, if it's a step in the right direction to something that makes you feel better emotionally, that can make a really huge difference in your actions and how you approach challenges. So instead of focusing on the possibility, focus on the possibility of success and focus on that potential for growth and forward movement, because it's just as likely that you'll succeed as it is likely that you'll fail. Actually, it's more likely you'll succeed, especially if you reframe those thoughts to align with success. So next, you're going to want to visualize your success and those setbacks, or those challenges, I prefer to say. So because it's really not setbacks, they're really actually stepping stones forward, right? So visualization is a powerful tool that can help you overcome fear and build confidence. So I want you to take a moment, even just right now, to visualize yourself achieving your goals. Picture yourself feeling healthy, confident, feeling free and at peace with food and in control of your eating habits. But don't stop there. I also want you to visualize yourself facing those challenges that you might face along the way, right? So maybe you overeat at a party or event, or you had intended to go for a walk on Saturday and you didn't do it, right? So how did you handle that? How did you refocus going forward? How did you learn? Like, what thing could you have learned from that experience that would help you for the next time? So just visualize yourself maybe having these little instances where you didn't quite follow through, and normally you might feel like a failure, but instead you're now visualizing yourself, you know, sitting down and thinking about it and learning, maybe even visualize yourself jotting some things down for next time, and even visualize yourself feeling better about it, right? So this exercise helps you see that these challenges are just a normal part of the journey and they don't have to derail you. Instead, they're opportunities to demonstrate your resilience and commitment to your goals. My next tip is to just embrace the journey, right? So one of the biggest mistakes we make is focusing too much on the end result and not enough on the journey. So yes, your goal might be to lose weight or change your eating habits, but the journey is where the real transformation happens. Every choice you make, every challenge you face, every small win that you celebrate, they all add up to create the person who you're becoming. So embrace that journey and you'll find that the fear of failure starts to fade. So you're starting to look at it as not just that end result, but a whole entire transformation, because that's really what it is. And finally, my last tip for you is practice some self-compassion, right? So you want to accept your experiences without judgment. When it comes to overcoming fear of failure in weight loss, self-compassion can be incredibly helpful. When you feel that fear creeping in, just take a moment to pause. When you feel like a sense of or a feeling of failure, take that minute to pause, breathe, and just think about your thoughts, right? So think about what's coming up for you. And by doing this, you're just increasing some awareness. And then you can then shift if you need to. If you're not having any self-compassion, then you can shift from here and be like, okay, let's remember like what I'm doing here and the efforts that I'm putting in and what I've accomplished thus far, right? By staying in a more self-compassion mindset, right? You can be more in alignment with the person that you want to be and continue to move forward rather than feeling like a failure and giving up. So I want to leave you with a few final thoughts. The fear of failure in weight loss is something that we are going to face, right? The fear of failure in general with lots of different things in life is something that we all face, but it doesn't have to control you. You have the power to move past it with the right mindset, strategies, and support. So remember, it's not about never failing. It's not about perfection. It's about getting back up and continuing your journey. Every step you take, no matter how small, is progress, and we need to celebrate that. You've got this, and I'm here cheering you on every step of the way. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with a friend who might need some encouragement as well. And as always, if you're ready to dive deeper into your own journey and have your own transformation with eating habits and with your relationship with food and your body and yourself, and if you have that weight loss goal, or if you don't have that weight loss goal, if you are just looking for more of a transformation of your eating habits, that is a beautiful thing. And I invite you to book a free consultation with me. You can do that down in the episode description, or you can visit my website, katemjohnston.com. Take care, and I'll talk with you next week. I also really hope to see you next week at that Facebook Live with Amber Benn. So go and find her Facebook page, Amber Benn Coaching, and click that you are interested in the Facebook Live event. See you there. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.